LBC News.
So we heard the breaking news, top of the hour. Donald Trump will not be allowed back on Facebook after the firm's oversight board decided to uphold a ban on the former US president, which was imposed back in January. Let's go live to our Washington correspondent. Simon Marks is here. Simon.
Well, Jim, the devil in all of this inevitably is in the detail. The headline, absolutely clear, Donald Trump will not be allowed to return to Facebook or Instagram anytime soon after the roughly 20-strong Facebook oversight board has upheld the decision taken at the beginning of the year to restrict the former president's access to posting content on both platforms. However, the judgment goes on and slams Facebook for imposing the indeterminate and standardless penalty of indefinite suspension. They say that was not appropriate. They say that Facebook's normal penalties include removing the violating content, imposing a period of suspension for a specific period of time, or permanently disabling the page and the account. In other words, what the oversight board is saying is that Facebook couldn't simply just indefinitely terminate Donald Trump's access to the platform. They need to make a decision. Is he at some point going to be allowed back? How long is this suspension in place for? Are they going to continue making his pages, his archived pages, available to users, or are they going to take them down? So the statement from the board concludes that the board insists that Facebook review this matter to determine and justify a proportionate response that is consistent with the rules that are applied to other users of its platform. And the board is giving Facebook 6 months to complete this review. It says that Facebook needs to implement clear, necessary, and proportionate policies that promote public safety and respect freedom of expression. So there's no good news in all of this for Donald Trump, certainly in the short term. He's not going to be allowed back onto those platforms. But there is a bit of good news in this for Facebook critics who say that the rules are opaque. The rules are very difficult for ordinary users to understand. Some people find themselves temporarily banned for postings that they considered anodyne. Others are allowed to continue posting on the platform for statements that some users consider beyond the pale. And this oversight board is essentially saying to Mark Zuckerberg and his leadership at Facebook that you can't have it always, and it's time to develop some absolutely clear rules and apply them consistently. It's going to be very interesting to see what kind of reaction we get to all of this from Mar-a-Lago, where, of course, President Trump is now in his post-presidency. I think it's probably not accurate to say he's now in retirement. But we do know that just yesterday, having promised over the last few months to launch his own social media platform that in typical Trump style we were told was going to be the biggest thing that had ever happened to the internet since it was created, Donald Trump did indeed launch his own page on his website where his postings in the form of tweets and Facebook posts, that kind of formatted message, are now freely available to anybody who cares to go over to his website and browse them. So perhaps he sensed that things were not going to go his way today. But this is a ruling that I think is going to raise fresh questions and challenges for Facebook, coming from this independent oversight board made up of around 20 academics, intellectuals, former journalists. Alan Rusbridger, the former editor of The Guardian, is one of those sitting on this oversight board. So some former political leaders from various parts of Europe. This oversight board now saying to the company that selected them to be on the board, okay, it's time for you to set some very clear rules and you've got 6 months to do it.
Thank you very much indeed for the latest live from Washington. Simon Marks, our correspondent.
This is LBC News. Now,